Hey everyone, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how I book 25 plus meetings a week, consistently cold calling through my social media marketing agency. So the first thing I want to talk about is how, you know, cold calls is all about your tonality. What I've seen from a lot of cold call videos that a lot of SMMA YouTubers have created in the past is that, you know, they sound pretty monotone. They sound just kind of like, it sounds like a normal cold call you would get. And the thing is, it sounds the same as compared to, you know, any other cold callers. And what I've realized just doing cold calling myself is that everything's about tonality. You have to sound different than other people who are going to cold call them, right? So for me, right, what I do is I sound really enthusiastic, right? So I use one of Charlie Morgan's cold call tactics. Is, you know, I basically say on the call, I'm like, hey, I hope you're not mad that I'm cold calling, because I'll be honest, I am trying to sell you something, but was wondering if I could have 30 seconds of your time, right? But I say that more, you know, enthusiastic. I say it, you know, more, you know, like hot pitched a little bit, right? So the normal person, they might read it and they might be like, hey, I hope you're not mad that I'm cold calling, because I'll be honest, I am trying to sell you something, but was wondering if I could have 30 seconds of your time. And the way I say it, I'm like, hey, I hope you're not mad that I'm cold calling, because I'll be honest, I am trying to sell you something, but was wondering if I could have 30 seconds of your time. So you can see the obvious difference there in the tonality. And, you know, just doing that, right, I'm differentiating myself from other cold callers. And because I sound very enthusiastic, right, I'm able to sound confident because of it. And if you're confident on these calls, right, then you are going to have a much higher closing rate. I know that, you know, the first 30 calls that I ever did, right, I got nothing. I was hung up on like multiple times, right? But then I was like, hey, you know what, I'm going to be enthusiastic. And I said it the way, you know, I just said it before, right? And I ended up closing 10, I ended up getting 10 appointments, or 10 meetings out of the next 30 calls I did after that. So I really think it's about your tonality. I really think it's about how you present yourself on the call. And if you're able to present yourself in a great way, then that's just half the job done in order to close the deal. And, you know, even if you're like afraid of the, if you're afraid of the rejection, then you can do what Charlie Morgan does. He legit makes up a fake name. I know in the video I watched, he said his name was Felix instead of Charlie, right? So he was like, hey, my name's Felix. Am I reaching the owner of this blank business, right? And he would go into, you know, the I hope you're not mad line, right? So you can do that. Sometimes there's a psychology within our brains that, you know, if the other person, the made up name that you have is, you know, getting rejected, right, then it doesn't hurt as much. And you can continue on with the next cold call and the next cold call, right? But the number one reason I see people fail in cold calling is because they are unable to handle the rejection there is in cold calling. Because if you think about it, right, if you're doing 100 calls and you get 10 meetings out of that, that's a 10% meeting rate, right? So, and that's like really good in the sales world, right? And if you're closing like 4% of those 100 calls, right, which is 4 calls, right, then that's really good in the sales world. So you got to just think about it in a numbers game. You got to think about it as, you know, the more outreach I do, maybe I'm one less rejection away from landing my next client, right? That's the way you got to think about it. That's got to be your thought process. That's how you got to keep going. I recommend doing 100 cold calls a day, and you'd be doing like 500 a week, because you shouldn't like really cold call on weekends. It's pretty unprofessional. I had some luck with it in the beginning, but like, you know, I really see that my meeting rate there is much lower than on weekdays, which is why I only stick to weekdays and, you know, non-holiday days. But what I'm saying here is that, you know, when you're able to have that tonality, you're able to handle the rejection, right? And you're able to do outreach at scale. You don't take breaks. You just sit down, and in one session, you're able to do all the outreach you need to do. Then you know you're going to be really successful in it. Because when you start to get to a point in cold calling where you get really comfortable talking, and you really do not have trouble formulating conversations, you know, you really just start to have fun with the calls. It's for more extroverted people, it comes really naturally to them, I would say. And if you're introverted, I think it just takes practice. Like when you're doing this for maybe 2-3 weeks straight, no days off, right, then you really start to get to a point where you become comfortable with cold calling. You get comfortable with the objections, and you know, the rejection, right? Because they're usually the same objections, right? And you know, you learn how to handle them from front to finish. What I would recommend if you're having trouble handling objections is I would literally create a doc saying exactly what objections you're hearing on these calls, and then create a doc to and with scripts to automatically formulate, you know, what exactly, how exactly you're gonna respond. If, for example, right, the receptionist is like, hey, you know, what is this you know, what is this phone call in regarding to? Like, I'm not gonna let you speak to the owner. I gotta hear the pitch myself, right? So if you're able to handle, if you're able to create scripts to those objections, you're gonna be much more successful. Moving on here, I really think that sales is pretty simple. Honestly, all you have to be at with this business is, as long as you're at level two while they're on level one, you can sell the deal. Because if you just have to know a little bit more about what you're selling to them than they do, and when you do that, right, that's enough to land them on the call. You don't even need to know the service delivery for these calls, right? You don't know how, you don't have to explain everything to them in depth. And when you do explain everything to them in depth, actually, this is really interesting, because it's when they know more of the details, right? It's less likely that you close the deal. So, you know, what my advice to you would be to learn how to handle objections. You got to be smooth with it, right? So usually the receptionists are the ones picking up the phone, but the thing is, you always want to talk to the owner because you're pitching for the owner. So you want to be able to say, you want to be able to come in with a great offer, and that even the receptionist thinks is great, even though they know really nothing about the business that their owner is in, right? They know very surface level information about it. And if you're able to formulate a great offer that even the receptionist likes, and you know, then you know you're going to be pretty successful in this business. Because if the receptionist does not like the offer, or they think it's a scam, right, you cannot come across as salesy, because they will think it's a scam. If the receptionist thinks it's a scam, then they will not relay the offer to the owner, and they will literally just hang up on you, no matter, you know, no matter what. So, you know, that's what I've seen throughout my cold calls. And you know, typically when the receptionist responds, because the owners are usually in appointments themselves, they're with clients, they're with people, right? Typically you have to call back multiple times. You have to continue following up. That's the one of the biggest things I've realized about the SMMA game. Following up is crucial. That's how you know, you convert cold leads into warm leads, and warm leads into hot leads. So, you know, you got to be able to know how to handle that. And additionally, you know, you have to learn how to move on when business owners are rude on the phone. Like, I know when I've cold called, right, there's always business owners that are like, hey, you called already. Like, why don't call again? Don't call this number. Take me off your list. And I'm like, hey, you know, I never called you again, right? I never called you in the first place. And they just hang up on me, right? So, you know, it's you're always gonna have rude people on these calls, but you gotta learn how to move past it. It's you know, it's kind of like cold approach, like when you're you know, when you're talking to girls, right? It's like the more people you approach, right, the more numbers you're gonna get, right? The more girls you approach, the more numbers you're gonna get. So it's you know, the more clients you outreach to, right, the more clients you call, the more prospective clients you call, the more that of those that are gonna convert into meetings, and the more of those meetings that are going to convert into clients. And that's gonna change the scope of your actual business. That's gonna change how you operate, and that's gonna change your life forever. So that's what I say. That's what I say, you know, I would do if I'm just starting off from the beginning here, and I've never cold called ever. What I would do is that, you know, I would just search up my niche on Google, and then I would like just start calling local businesses in my area, if that is your niche, right? And then you know, I would just continue doing 100. Maybe if you're crazy about it, you go 200 a day, right? I know 100 calls for me, it takes me around two. When I first started, it was like around 3 hours, but you know, as I got more comfortable with it, I got it down to like 2 hours. I'm able to make 100 calls, right? So, you know, the way I count it is 100 calls with people on the phone. This doesn't mean that 100 calls where I'm including people who don't pick up. So, you know, when you start being consistent with this, right, and you start to do this every single day, you're doing maybe like 150 calls per day, right? That's 600. And you know, I think that's like 650 calls a week or something like that, right? Then you were able to book maybe like 10 to 15 meetings out of that per week, where like for me, because I'm experienced at it, I'm able to get like 25 plus, right? Then if you're closing like half of that, right, and then they're maybe like paying you a 2K monthly retainer, right, then you're making $10,000 a month right there, guaranteed. So you know, that's really all you got to do. Cold calling is one of my it's basically my main method of outreach. I do like Facebook messaging as well, and I do like Facebook groups as well, but like I stick to cold calling because that's what I'm good at. You know, it just came naturally to me. I really like talking to people. I really like meeting new people. So, you know, that's why I like it so much. But you know, I would say if you're going to take away anything from this episode, I would say cold call is all about tonality. You want to make your clients like you. You want to make yourself different from other cold callers who are your competition, right? You want to always be confident. Confidence always sells. You want to be at level two while they're on level one. You want to know how to handle objections. You want to make a script so you know how to handle everything. And you know, you want to know how to move on. You want to know how to handle rejection, and you want to know that consistency is key. Everything in cold calling is a numbers game. Numbers, more numbers you put up, the more outreach you put up, the more clients you're going to get. So other than that, you know, that's how I book 25 plus meetings a week. And I know you can too. That's 100 plus meetings a month. You literally close 10% of that. That's 10 freaking clients on the month, every single month, if you retain them. So, you know, good luck on your cold calling. And, you know, if you have any questions, please DM me at Eric Wong Jr. I'd love to help you out.